You ever like walk into a place and it just kind of hits you, the vibe. And I don't mean the music or what it looks like, but like something you smell. I've been looking into this whole scent marketing thing, and let me tell you, it's way more powerful than we realize.
It's pretty amazing how scent can just like transport us back, right?
Totally.
You're right. It's not just about like things smelling good or whatever. It's about, crafting a whole experience,
Yeah.
like tapping into something, I don't know, kind of primal.
Exactly. And that's actually what really caught my eye in these Latin Flash materials you sent over. They're not just talking about like, covering up bad smells or whatever. This is about building a brand through scent. Have you ever like encountered that, a scent that's just so perfectly them?
Oh, absolutely. It's like our sense of smell, it connects directly to the emotional part of our brains way more than our other senses do. It just like bypasses all that rational thinking and hits us right in the feels. It can trigger memories. It can mess with your mood. We don't even realize how much it's affecting us, you know?
It's true. It's so true. It's like, that smell of sunscreen instantly takes you back to being a kid on summer vacation.
Totally.
Or for me, just a whiff of cinnamon and boo, grandma's bakery. Like, it's crazy how potent that connection is.
And that right there, that's the power Latin Flash is tapping into.
Yeah.
But they're taking it a step further. They're not just like recreating familiar smells. They're crafting signature scents, scents that become like synonymous with a brand.
Ooh, and
Think about it. Brands are all struggling to stand out these days, right? I mean, we're
wow.
bombarded with visuals and messages and jingles. It's overwhelming.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like trying to get noticed in a Times Square mosh pit on New Year's Eve. Good luck with that.
Precisely. It's information overload, right? But scent cuts right through all that noise. It creates this like direct line to our emotions,
Yeah.
and that's where brand loyalty is born in those like subconscious connections we make.
Okay, so it's not just about like masking bad smells, it's about crafting an experience. I get it. But how does that even work? Are we talking like just spraying some generic fresh linen everywhere?
Oh, no. This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Latin Flash, they talk about tailoring scents to a brand's whole identity. Like, imagine a super luxe spa, right? They might go for something calming, sophisticated, like sandalwood and lavender.
Right.
But a trendy streetwear store, maybe something vibrant and energetic, like with citrus or green tea notes.
Yeah.
It's about aligning the scent with the experience they want their customers to have.
So they're like crafting a whole, I don't know, olfactory identity for a brand. That's wild. But I gotta ask, like, is it really that powerful? Can a smell actually make us like spend more money?
Well, it's not like mind control or
Okay,
anything,
good.
but there's definitely a fascinating connection there between like scent, emotion, and how we behave.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, think about it. When you smell something pleasant, it triggers like these positive emotions.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling good, way more likely to like linger, browse a little longer, maybe even treat yourself to something.
So, like that amazing bakery smell we were talking about, that makes me want to buy a croissant, even if I wasn't planning on it, right?
Exactly. And there's research to back this up. Latin Flash, they had some pretty compelling stats on this. One study found that a good ambient scent, like one chosen strategically,
Yeah.
boosted customer spending in a retail setting by almost 20%.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And in another case, a hotel chain, they actually saw a huge increase in positive reviews after they started using a signature scent in all their properties.
Okay, so that's huge. So it's not just about, creating a nice atmosphere or whatever. There's a measurable impact. This is the bottom line, people. But here's what I'm really interested in. This whole idea of like congruence. What if a scent feels off or it doesn't like match what the brand's all about? Could it actually have the opposite effect?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Imagine like walking into some high-end boutique, right? And you get hit with the smell of like chlorine,
Oh.
right? Or burnt popcorn. You'd probably just turn right around and walk out.
100%.
Congruence is key, right? The scent, it's got to match the brand's identity and the whole like experience they're going for.
Makes sense. You want that like aha moment where the scent just clicks with everything you already know about them.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, that missing puzzle piece. Suddenly you've got the whole picture.
Exactly.
But how do you even like go about creating a scent strategy?
Well, that's where companies like, Latin Flash come in. They've got this whole process.
Okay.
They work with the brand to really understand their values, their target customer, even just, the emotions they're trying to evoke. It's really deliberate, very nuanced.
Interesting.
And it's not just about the in-store experience either. They think bigger than that.
What do you mean?
They take a multi-channel approach. So we're talking scents for events, for pop-up shops, even product packaging.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So even when you're unboxing like a new phone or whatever, they've considered the scent.
Yeah.
That's next level. But it makes sense, right? Every interaction, it all adds up to the overall experience of the brand.
Exactly. And when it's done well, scent marketing, it doesn't even feel like marketing. It's subtle, almost subliminal.
No.
You know, it just becomes a part of their DNA.
Okay, so let's say a company's on board. They want to try this scent marketing thing out. How do they know if it's actually working? Is it all like anecdotal? Or are there like concrete ways to actually measure the ROI of smell?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer is it's kind of both.
It can't just be about like asking people if they like the smell.
Right.
Right. Of course, those like gut reactions are important. But Latin Flash, they're all about the data. They track things like, you know, dwell time, basically how long people are sticking around.
Yeah.
And how much they're spending, of course.
So like if they're hanging out in the store longer, browsing more, that's a good sign, right?
Exactly. Means the scent is doing its job, creating that welcoming vibe. And at the end of the day, it's all about the bottom line. They even look at stuff like social media, you know, see if people are mentioning the scent when they're talking about their experience.
Oh, that's smart. It's capturing those like subconscious associations, right?
Totally. Like we were saying, scent, it can be so subtle. A lot of times it works on us without us even realizing it.
Yeah.
So you got to track those indirect indicators, you know.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
even like analyze sales data. See if certain scents are linked to people buying specific products. It's all connected.
So it's not just a guessing game, huh? There's a real science to measuring this stuff.
100%. That's something I really appreciate about Latin Flash, honestly.
Yeah.
They're not just saying, you know, trust us, scent works. They back it up.
Right, which makes sense. It's like you wouldn't invest in any other marketing strategy without, like, expecting to see the results, right?
Exactly. But, you know, even with all the data, the research, all of it, scent, it's not like this magic solution. You can't just pump in some lavender and watch your profits triple overnight.
Yeah, yeah. Got to have a good product, good service. All of that still matters.
Exactly. It's all about synergy, you know, a cohesive experience, everything working together. Scent is just one piece of that puzzle, a powerful piece, but just one piece.
Makes you think, though, if scent can be this transformative for brands, what about for us, like in our own lives?
Hmm. Interesting.
Our personal spaces, I mean. We're constantly surrounded by smells, whether we realize it or not.
It's true.
And, you know, we already do use it to kind of like set the mood, lighting candles, using essential oils, all that.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm thinking bigger, you know. What if we could use scent to be more productive when we work? Or sleep better? Or just create a certain vibe in our homes?
There's definitely potential there. I mean, the more we learn about how scent affects us, our brains, our bodies, who knows what we could do. Like you said, it's an untapped superpower.
Totally. Makes you wonder what kind of, I don't know, scentscapes will we be creating in the future? Will we have personalized scent profiles for every room, every mood? Kind of blows your mind when you really think about it.
It really does. And I think that's a great place to leave it, you know, with that sense of wonder. What if you, our listener, could design your own world of smell? What atmosphere would you create? Something to think about, maybe even play around with a bit on your own.
I love that. So next time you catch a whiff of something interesting, don't just let it pass you by. Pay attention. You never know where it might lead.
Well said. Until next time, happy sniffing, everyone.